I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, this election is rigged, but only if I lose. Is the election rigged, and who was on drugs during the debates? Jimmy Kimmel tells us why he wants this election to keep going. Stephen Colbert explains that the media is actually rigging the election. James Corden feels like he's on LSD. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
Are you tired of the election yet? Are you sick of it? Well, I'm not. I love it. I hope it keeps going at least. Donald Trump, you really have to hand it to him. I don't think I've been this interested in a show since the first season of Lost. It's every week a completely new twist. We've gone from Mexicans to Muslims, Little Hands to Lion Ted, Megyn Kelly to Melania's speech, tax returns to the Russians, crooked Hillary's health to Billy Bush's bus, and now he's saying the election is rigged, even though it hasn't happened yet.
Because over the weekend, Donald Trump was giving a speech in New Hampshire and announced that he thinks Hillary should be subjected to a drug test before this Wednesday's debate. Now, when voters heard this, they were disgusted. They were like, there's another debate this week.
Now, Trump has tweeted multiple times about the media rigging the election, and he's right. From day one, the media has rigged this election in favor of Donald Trump. You cannot turn on the TV without seeing Trump. He's like the Geico Gecko, but more cartoonish.
He spent the weekend campaigning and complaining. He's been campaigning, is what he does. He's been tweeting up a storm about how the election is rigged by the dishonest media. And he's right. You can tell the media is rigged against Donald Trump because they keep putting microphones in front of him.
Test me, right? Because I feel like I'm on LSD at this point. We're talking about grabbing genitals, Russian hackers, poison Skittles. I'm freaking out, man! Trump says Hillary was pumped up, and I have to agree. I mean, just look at her.
And the media is not the only unfair advantage Trump claims Hillary is getting. On Saturday, he said that Hillary might be using drugs to help her performance in the debates.
I don't know what's going on with her. But at the beginning of her last debate, she was all pumped up at the beginning. And at the end, it was like, oh, take me down.
Yeah. I mean, listen, no, it makes sense. Remember what she said about her debate strategy.
When they go low, we get high.
Matt, I heard that. Those are her words. Those are your words, madam.
Trump's comments aren't just ridiculous. Some of them are also desperate. For the last couple of weeks, Trump has been suggesting in speeches and on Twitter that the November 8th election will be rigged. And when the American people heard Trump could lose from a rigged election, they said, sure, whatever works. Cheap. You know, just as long as he doesn't get in, do what you gotta do.
Am I the only one who thinks Hillary and Trump should definitely do drugs before the debate? I mean, can you imagine Hillary, the moment the mushrooms kick in, it would be great. It would be the greatest thing ever.
But this is scary stuff. Donald Trump is telling his supporters that voter turnout will be manipulated by the Democrats on November 8th. Then again, this is coming from the guy who said this.
Make sure you get out and vote November 28th.
November 28th? No wonder he thinks it's fixed.
Meanwhile, Secretary Clinton is on the trail, too. She weighed in on everything that's going on with some hip lingo that is sure to make the young voters come running.
There's hardly any part of America that he has not targeted. Now, it makes you want to turn off the news. It makes you want to unplug the internet or just look at cat GIFs. Believe me, I get it. In the last few weeks, I've watched a lot of cats do a lot of weird and interesting things.
Maybe she is on drugs. I don't know.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.